Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Like complaining about not receiving text messages with your phone turned off. Think about it. We want to hear from God, but we never open the book. We want a message from God, but we're so busy checking our email, our Facebook. God wants to hear a message He wants you to hear a message from Him. And He has tons of it if you simply get into His Word. Now, here's another scripture, another promise that God has given us. There's tons of them. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. No matter what comes at the church, God has promised that nothing will prevail against His church. Now, I'm pretty sure you know the scripture that says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Well, no. It says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Anybody ever heard that scripture? Well, I want you to know that those weapons will form. So don't get scared when you see these weapons forming. But know one thing, they won't prosper. Because He has promised that they won't prosper. Isn't that good comfort to know? That's why we need to know God's Word. So when we see all these evil things coming up against us as a part of God's church, that includes us, and nothing that is formed against us will prosper. What a great promise in the midst of change. Now, as I told you earlier, there are a couple. You have two options to handle change. Now, there's five enemies of change, and we want to make sure that we crush this and crush it early. Here's the first enemy of change: tradition. It says, "The glory that was." Doing things man way instead of God's way. Change will never happen if you continually hold on to men's tradition. Is that right? I remember, and I felt this way at work. You know, we had a new process going in. You know, like, oh man, well, we used to do it this way. My boss said, well, guess what? We're not doing it that way anymore. Now, I could sit there and complain, but the process is going to happen. So remember, you cannot go by what was, but you have to go with what is now. Because remember, as change is taking place, it has already been approved by God, and that change is going to happen. It's just like those seasons rolling. You can complain about you want to stay in summer, but fall is here. You can't tell that today, though, could you? But it will change. So don't get stuck on what was. See what God has in store for you. The next thing is fear. Fear is the next enemy of change. We always say, we have not passed this way before. It's new to us. It takes guts to get out of a rut. Somebody like that one. It does. Because we always fear the unknown. But if we just told you that God does not change, He's always there.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.